I've never known anyone with a dragon. What does he look like?
Just a plain ordinary dragon.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Plain Ordinary Dragon, the podcast. We've got some changes coming up, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about those. But before I get into that, I just want to thank you for being here. The fact that you choose to spend some of your time with us is humbling, because that's the most precious resource any of us have. And the fact that you choose to spend some of your time with us is just, it's just amazing. And I really appreciate it. So I just want to say thank you. Now, I've decided to change the format of Plain Ordinary Dragon just a little bit. I've been doing two episodes a week for a while now, and the time involved has caused me to not be able to do either one of them really well and not be able to branch out into some other things that I'm interested in doing for Plain Ordinary Dragon. So as of this week, we're going to do the Dragon Bites here on Thursday, but starting next week, we're going to go back to one podcast a week, and it will be on Wednesdays. It'll be kind of a middle week sort of time where it comes out. And I think this will be good because it will allow me to start to focus on some other things that I want to do for Plain Ordinary Dragon. So it's episode. I know we didn't do one earlier this week, and that's partly because of the changes that I want to make. And so that's why we didn't have one earlier this week. So being a professional. Between an amateur and a professional is simple and straightforward. An amateur does it for free, and a professional gets paid to do it. Being a professional and acting like one, however, is less well defined. Anyone can get paid for doing a task or a job, but not everyone acts like we would expect a professional to act. Maybe this is the real difference between an amateur and a professional. Expect a professional to act. Professional to conduct themselves. Some of these expectations are very straightforward, and we've probably heard them in one form or another throughout our lives. For instance, showing up on time is something we expect from a professional. Showing up at all is something we expect from a professional. I can't tell you how many times companies schedule appointments and then don't show up at all. Attitude would be another one. The knowledge about your field. I'm sure there are a number of them that you can think of to kind of round out the list. We can make a list of all the ways we expect a professional to act, but I think it comes down to something fairly simple. Trust. We want someone we can trust. Someone we trust to help us with whatever issue, goal, or dream is our focus. If we trust someone enough, it eventually turns into confidence. That's really what we want, someone we don't need to constantly second guess as they assist us. We know that they have our best interests at heart. We want to know that they are empathetic to our cause. We can tell they care is how they treat us. Everything we do either builds or takes away trust. Showing up every day, answering the call, and calling someone back are all ways we show we care and build trust. Not doing these things will tear down trust. I was engaged with a marketing firm to assist me on a project. It was a phone call. They were supposed to call me at 5 p.m. Promptly at 5 p.m., my phone rang, and I spent an engaging few minutes speaking with the owner of the firm. My project, she agreed to call me back the following week. If there were any questions she or her team had for me, and let me know if they would be willing to work with me on this project. I was really looking forward to working with these folks, as they seemed to be the kind of professionals I would really be able to do things with. Waited for a callback that never came. After we had initially discussed the project, I reached out to the firm again. I got a reply stating that they were sorry for the delay. On a vacation, I was told. Then they said they would love to work with me on the project, and they would send me an email with all the details. I was again excited and ready to work with them. I was ready to get this project up and running. It was going to provide so much value to so many people. Guess what? They never followed up with me again. And I never reached out to them again. my trust with the local firm was essentially gone. Why would I chase after service from a company who doesn't respond according to their own word? Them to choose a different direction. The power of being a professional. You can win or lose clients, customers, or friends based on how professional you choose to be. If you choose to show up every day and give people a reason to trust you, you will be a professional in a very good sense of the word. Spend time with us today at Plain Ordinary Dragon. You might be plain and you might be ordinary, but you're a dragon. They can do amazing things, and we can't wait to hear your voice in this world.
When you work as a team, you've got to take